I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon from the InfoWars headquarters here in Austin, Texas. Very glad to have you here today. Obviously, a big news day today as we have the first ICE-involved shooting leading to a death of an American citizen today. We'll get into that news and talk all about it. This is what they've been waiting for. And the left feels like they have a green light now to wage actual civil war in America. Will Trump invoke the Insurrection Act? He probably should. We'll look into all of the angles of this. We got a lot of other news to cover as well. So let's begin today, as we do every day, with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, the 7th of January, 2026. ICE shoots and kills woman in Minneapolis. Federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in Minneapolis shot and killed a woman in her car today. Video of the shooting shows an SUV stopped at an angle in the street as a pickup truck with emergency lights on approaches and stops in front of it. Masked agents exit the truck and immediately ordered the woman to get out. As the officers started to pull on the door handles of the SUV, the woman backed the SUV up and then started to pull away, forcing an ICE officer who had stepped in front of the driver's side bumper out of the way. It appears, though, he actually gets hit by the car. We have a bunch of different angles of this because, like so many other times in the recent past, these ICE raids take place in the middle of the day, in the middle of liberal cities, with people inside ICE feeding the location of the raids to activists who show up and try to disrupt things. It was only a matter of time before these things turned really violent and somebody other than an ICE agent got hurt. But of course, it is really the first time that we've seen something like this. Previously, it's been multiple attacks on ICE agents, including yesterday when an ICE agent was tracked to his home and was assaulted by a guy with an AR-15 shooting at him multiple times, I guess having identified him probably through a video of some sort, tracked him to his home and tried to kill him there. And that's just the latest in at least half a dozen attempts on ICE officers' lives this year. And ICE has been incredibly restrained so far. We'll see what comes next. We'll return to that story, of course. It'll be our top story today. Meanwhile, making the American dream real again. And that's a headline from Infowars.com. Trump to ban big corporations from buying single-family homes. This is a very good thing. On Wednesday, President Trump addressed the unaffordability of home ownership in America by pledging to ban large institutional investors from buying up single-family homes, saying for a very long time, buying and owning a home was considered the pinnacle of the American dream. It was a reward for working hard and doing the right thing. But now, because of record higher inflation caused by Joe Biden and the Democrats in Congress, the American dream is increasingly out of reach for too many people, especially younger Americans. For that reason and much more, I'm immediately taking steps to ban large institutional investors from buying more single-family homes. I'll be calling on Congress to codify it. So we'll be looking a lot into what Trump is doing. He's doing a lot of really good stuff in the last couple of days. They've also come out with, actually our next story, HHS and USDA unveiled a new food pyramid. RFK says war on unsaturated fats is over and is now declaring a war on sugar. So this, the vaccines, the new food pyramid, banning large corporations, it seems like Trump is perhaps feeling the fire under his butt now that it's 2026 and we're in an election year, and he's looking around and noticing that half of the people that got him into office have abandoned him over his failure to uphold the promises of his campaign. We'll return to that in just a minute. Meanwhile, U.S. forces dramatically seize a Russian-flagged oil tanker, Marinera, in Atlantic. This is a pretty crazy story. We'll get into this. There's a lot of speculation about whether it was really an oil tanker or whether it was carrying weapons. Finally, Rubio says he'll meet Danish officials this week amid tensions over Greenland. He's saying he wants to buy Greenland. Caroline Leavitt is saying, military is not off the table. And Europe is acting like it has a say in any of this, which is very cute. It's very cute. You're seeing Europe be like, we will take Europe away from America. We will run NATO ourselves. Like, aw. Aw, it thinks it's a country. Look at that. Isn't that cute? Shut up, Europe. We do what we want. We're America. Greenland is ours.
I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy who loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings.
Watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com.
Annihilate. All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Wednesday afternoon. We had very big news day today. Very big news day. We got a lot to talk about, from politics and Donald Trump apparently asking the House Republicans for advice. It's like, dude, they are the wrong people to ask about why things seem to be going sideways. We'll be talking about that. But of course, the top story today is this ICE shooting. We have the shooting on film from a variety of different angles. We have the left activating immediately. They've been eagerly awaiting this eventuality the entire year, and it looks like finally they may have their George Floyd moment they've been waiting for to give them the excuse they need to act like they're the ones under attack. Now, this is ridiculous because over the last year, there have been multiple attacks on ICE agents and facilities that have left them horribly injured. Luckily, I don't believe an ICE agent has been killed in one of these, but you have what happened in Dallas, just outside Dallas here in Texas, where you had ICE agents assaulted in an ambush with a multi-stage operation being carried out, where they first started a fire to lure the agents out and then had people pre-positioned in an ambush, eye line to fire at them. You had like 10 people involved in this multi-stage attack, but that was just one of the many attacks. You had the other guy shooting at the ICE agents, accidentally hitting the people they were detaining. You've had ramming attacks in the dozens. Of course, anytime ICE tries to do anything in the blue states or cities, they are immediately, identified where they're going and what they're doing. And then you have a bunch of activists showing up to try to stop them, including by ramming their cars into ICE vehicles. Even yesterday, you had an attack on an ICE agent at his home by a guy who showed up with an AR-15, started shooting at him. ICE agent returned fire and took the guy out. It's been sort of a constant, actually. There's been a consistent simmering violent undercurrent going on with ICE. Now, ICE has been, frankly, incredibly lenient in all of this. Also in a way that it's like they're being so like casual about it. I think it actually kind of makes things worse. Frankly, I just think the way that ICE and the deportations are being carried out is just bad strategy overall. When this keeps happening over and over and over again, it was only a matter of time. It was only a matter of time before somebody pulled a gun on an ICE agent in the middle of one of these riots, or actually ran over an ICE agent or tried to. I mean, again, even just off the top of my head, as I'm talking about this, there was that other one in the pier in California where the guy in the van was backing up and like trying to run over ICE agents. They had to fire on him. I mean, there have been probably 10 at least examples of like gunfire being exchanged between ICE and activists throughout this whole year. Again, it's a miracle that it hasn't happened yet. Now, it finally has happened and they're seizing on it with everything they've got. But this is a consequence of a number of things. First of all, obviously, the fact that we have to do these raids is the consequence of the fact that Democrats opened the border in the first place and brought in tens of millions of people and then are activating their activists to hate and want to attack ICE. But the fact that we have to send ICE out at all is not, we don't want to. This is, we are fixing the problem you created, right? You're the one that got us infected with this illness. You can't exactly complain about the taste of the medicine now that we have to apply it. Okay, so we shouldn't even have to be doing this anyway, but the Democrats invaded our country, so we have to do what we have to do. But then on top of that, the way ICE is being forced to carry this out because of judges' rulings, because of just intervention constantly from activist judges, oh, ICE can't, you know, you have to do it this way, can't do it this way, you can't wait at courthouses to pick people up, you can't wear masks, you can't, you know, have National Guard there to keep the peace. So they're really making it as difficult as possible for ICE to carry out the deportations that we shouldn't have to carry out in the first place. And then every time you have this massive disruption, you have people showing up and trying to get in the way, getting in the way, ramming the cars, attacking ICE agents. I mean, they have been just basically just like flicking sparks at the tinder pile for this entire year, waiting for the flame to catch, just eager, desperate for the flame to catch. So then they can not only distract from the incredible fraud going on, like, just no, it's not a coincidence that this is happening in Minnesota. Like, whether this is, you know, obviously the people in Minnesota are very incentivized politically to make the most out of this as they possibly can because, well, just before the shooting today, all of the attention in the world was focused on the unimaginably gigantic fraud schemes that are ripping their state apart. So obviously they're going to seize on anything like this to try to distract from what's coming out about the fraud. But also, like, okay, they have that fraud because they have all of these migrants who are committing the fraud in collaboration, coordination with the Democrat Party that's sponsored by and funding all of this. So, like, if there's going to be a violent attack on ICE, it's probably going to be in the state that is a boiling over pot of chaos because of just the incredible failure of their leadership in every possible regard over the last several years. So obviously this was going to happen here. But then also I would say that just the way that this, that the deportations are happening is really not responsible or effective. And I understand that they're, you know, hamstrung quite a bit by these judges who I don't think have standing anyway, and I think you should be able to ignore them regardless or just fire them or do a judicial act of some sort to circumvent these obstacles. Because if you don't, people die. Like, that's the point, right? Because if ICE agents are forced to take their masks off, then leftist activists use facial recognition software to find out who they are and where they live, and they're going to go to kill their children. So, like, okay, some idiot judge just decides to tell them they can't wear masks. Like, it doesn't matter. For the safety of the people involved, you have to ignore them. I'd say the same thing about all these other stipulations about how they have to do stuff. And you can do it a million different ways. Like, this is the problem. It's been a year. I think at this point, now that we have our first, for sure, verified ICE killing fatality, and I think the whole thing is, I don't know, it's almost perfect for, like, everybody who's looking at it can see exactly what they want to see. Was the guy in mortal danger because he was about to be run over by a car? If that's your perspective, yeah, the video looks just like that. If instead you want to say this was a trigger-happy cop that wasn't in danger but just wanted to kill somebody, guess what? The video shows you that too. It's almost the perfect, you know, whatever test. Rothschild test, that's not the word. Crew, come on. What is it? Rorschach test, thank you. It's like the perfect Rorschach test video where you can really see whatever you want to see. I guess we should go to some of these videos so you can see whatever, you know, you're predisposed to to want to see in these. Let's just go through the videos to start with clip one here. This is the rear angle of the ICE-involved shooting in Minnesota today. Let's watch. So this is sort of the longest and clearest video. There's the truck with the emergency lights on pulling up. Now, everything seems pretty calm here. The way this was portrayed at first made it seem like this was a super chaotic scene. But there the guy tries to open her door. There's the shot. That car crashes into the other car. So again, if you're looking at it, and we can look at it from a different angle here, we can go to clip two. This might be a zoomed in one a little bit more. No, it's just a slightly different angle. But again, we have all these angles because there are, like, dozens of activists already there getting in the way and disrupting things. Now, why this woman is doing some sort of three-point turn in the middle of the road, why she's trying to escape when they're trying to open the door, why they're trying to open the door. Like, these are all questions that we have that are unanswered so far. Here's the close-up of the moment where it actually looks like the guy gets hit. Like, he definitely gets hit there. For sure, that is the car hitting him. I don't think you can argue that. And so, if that's the case, yeah, she was trying to run him over with the car. That's a deadly weapon. I mean, what do you think you're doing? Like, what does she think she's doing? And that's really the key here in understanding what happened, what transpired. First of all, it's an out-of-state license plate, so that may be of interest, considering that these may be, funded national groups that are sending people here specifically to cause disruptions. But this woman is operating in the mindset that she's been told over and over, ICE is evil, you can basically do whatever you want, you're a hero if you, slam your car into them. She's not thinking like these are the lawful authorities, I better treat them as such, but they are. So it's like you have these, as Alex always puts it, like wind-up toys. These leftist wind-up toys who are basically being trained that like, yeah, go in the lion's den. The lions aren't allowed to hurt you. And so they're going up and bopping a lion on the nose and then getting bit and going, oh, what the hell? It's like, well, these are the lawful authorities. They're carrying out a dangerous mission. They're trying to arrest people who can and will fight back. This is not a game. This is not, some, I don't know, play acting you're involved in. These are real guys on a real mission, under real threat. And you're some idiot driving your car into the middle of it, honking your horn and flashing your lights and trying to run one of them over. Like, what are you doing? I feel bad for her, obviously. Wish she hadn't died. Wish she hadn't been there in the first place. Wish she hadn't been lied to by the left. This makes her a hero, and that's what you're supposed to do. I mean, they set her up for this, and that really is the sick thing, because you can see it now. They're like, yes, we have it. We have our blood. How Alex put it today, the bloody shirt to wave. I mean, they've been pushing their people to do this, pushing their people to get involved, pushing their people to be disruptive, pushing their people to be violent against ICE, pushing their people to think of ICE as illegitimate and acting as, unauthorized thugs. So, like, okay, I'm not going to stop if some thug tells me to stop my car and tries to open my door. I'm driving away, too. But these are the police. These people are lawfully empowered with the right to commit physical force if and when they think it necessary. Like, it's a constitutional and fundamental part of having a civilization that people are empowered in this way. So the left sets these people up, sends these people out to be their little foot soldiers, to get herself killed so that now she can be the casus belli to start the real revolution. And they legitimately are trying to make this into, the spark that lights the fire. It's very frustrating. Again, million different ways to do this, I think, that are better and more effective. And there's really no excuse now, especially in that somebody is dead. Like, okay, the left is going to use this as an excuse and say, as the mayor of Minneapolis has, get the F out of our city. More people are going to die if you don't leave, right? It's a terroristic threat. But, they're going to use this death as an excuse to say, oh, okay, we can't enforce the law anymore. Somebody died last time we tried to enforce the law, so we can't enforce the law anymore. What should be happening is, okay, we can't be doing these ICE raids anymore. We can't be having people showing up and trying to stop us from carrying out our orders. That can't happen anymore. Somebody died, all right? Somebody died last time you guys tried to do this. We have to enforce the law. And if you people are going to show up and try to run us over with cars, this is unsustainable. This can't happen. You're not allowed to do that anymore. Right? The response needs to be, okay, if we don't want to have to go one by one, send a dozen agents to go haul away some 4-foot-tall Guatemalan dude, from his stolen home in the suburbs of Minneapolis, like, what if you just go after their bank accounts, go after the corporations that are employing them, go after Uber, go after Lyft, go after all of these apps allow them to work under the and get paid under the table. Why don't you use the IRS agents that you hired to go after regular Americans? Why don't you use it to systematically identify and debank every illegal immigrant in the country? How about you seize their remittances from, you know, Wells Fargo or however they're being used to send them? And if people go, well, wait, you can't seize remittances, you say, look, it's either this or people are going to keep dying. All right. We can't be doing this piecemeal fight with a bunch of leftist idiots every time we try to go arrest some foreign invader. We are invaded. This is a war. We should treat it like a war. And that doesn't mean just go in and kill everybody. It means like identify a neighborhood, move in the middle of the night, cordon off all the entrances and exits to that neighborhood so no activists can get in, no immigrants can get out. And then you just, you know, cinch in that perimeter until you've gotten everybody that's illegal in that particular square mile. And then you pack up and leave and go hit another place at midnight when they don't expect it. And just like declare martial, go, okay, this one square mile area is now under martial law. Sorry, I know it sucks. It really sucks. We don't want to have to do this. But unfortunately, our country is replete with traitors that opened our border and invaded our country with a foreign army. So now we have to be under martial law. It sucks. That's why we told you not to do it. That's why we begged you not to open up our border and put us in this position, because we don't have to just sit by while our birthright is stolen. We actually are obligated to fight back and stop this. And you people are making everything worse. So I think there's like a million billion different better ways to do this. Let's go to clip 7 here. This is Jacob Frey, who I got to agree with Alex on this. This is one of the guys. This is one of these characters that is so inauthentic. It is like actually scary. It's like he's a human being that somehow still falls into the valley? The valley of where you're not sure if it's human or not. Like the more real animation becomes, it hits the uncanny valley. That's what I'm thinking of. Jacob Frey is a human being that somehow exists in the uncanny valley. There's something indefinable that when you look at him, something in your lizard brain, some sort of evolutionary animalistic response triggers that says, I'm looking at something dangerous and unreal right now. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but it's him, whether he's jiggling around like an idiot for the Somalis that he's bringing over to screw over everybody else, or weeping crocodile tears at the golden casket of George Floyd, or pretending to be a tough guy and cursing into the microphone while telling ICE to get out of the city. It's just like, can he just be illegal? I don't know if he's committed a real crime yet, but I feel like his existence in America is a criminal offense against us that has to be rectified. Sorry, I'm rambling. Here's the mayor of wherever, clip 7, Jacob Frey.
To ICE, get the fuck out of Minneapolis. We do not want you here. Your stated reason for being in this city is to create some kind of safety, and you are doing exactly the opposite. People are being hurt. Families are being ripped apart. Long-term Minneapolis residents that have contributed so greatly to our city, to our culture, to our economy are being terrorized, and now somebody is dead. That's on you. And it's also on you to leave. It's on you to make sure that further damage, further loss of life and injury is not done.
Yeah, so, like, Fringle, I'm sorry for even playing. I forgot. We don't actually have to listen to or care what any of these people say. Sorry, that was my fault. Treating this as if it's something that's worth consideration and argumentation. It's not. And that's sort of, I mean, our options here, you either have to just ignore these people or arrest them. Anything other than that, you're playing a fool's game. They're not sincere. They don't believe anything that they're saying. If they wanted to make things safer, then they would have their own local police assisting ICE. They would help cordon off the area. They would help keep the activists back. And if they'd done that, this woman would be alive. But ICE agents are carrying out their lawful authority. They're carrying out their constitutional duty. They're doing it in a way that without the constant and chaotic interference from left-wing activists is the safest way you could do it. So we just need to not listen to them, not try to argue with them, and just arrest them, destroy them, whatever. Whatever has to be done, it has to be done. Tim Walz, this is breaking, is now threatening to mobilize Minnesota National Guard to keep the federal government out of Minnesota. Literally Civil War style rhetoric on exactly the same day that the Congress puts out a report showing that Tim Walz and his administration actively fabricated documentation to cover up for the fraud that they were involved in. What a coincidence. This guy's trying to kickstart a civil war in America to distract from the fraud that he committed against the American people. That is sickening. Let's go to this video.
Order to prepare the Minnesota National Guard. We have soldiers in training and prepared to be deployed if necessary. I remind you, a warning order is a heads up for folks. And these National Guard troops are our National Guard troops. They're teachers in your community. They're business owners. They're construction professionals. They are Minnesotans. Minnesota will not allow our community to be used as a prop in a national political fight. We will not take the bait. We will continue to update you, Minnesota, as we get more information. Now I'd like to turn it over to Commissioner.
So now they love the National Guard. Strange. For some reason, I don't think a judge is going to step in to stop the, you know, deployment of National Guard here, even though, was it literally yesterday, the day before, Donald Trump agreed to withdraw National Guard in California, Oregon, all these other places. In a stunning escalation of tensions between state and federal power, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz issued a warning order to the Minnesota National Guard on Wednesday, threatening to deploy state troops to protect Minneapolis from what he called a national political fight waged by the Trump administration. The ball is in Donald Trump's court now. There's never been a more clear cut, I mean, in our lifetimes, literally since the Civil War, reason to invoke the Insurrection Act. He literally just has to do it. Like, you have to arrest Tim Walz. You actually have to arrest Tim Walz now before he can give an order for the National Guard to try to fight federal troops. Like, you actually have to go in and arrest him and put the state under federal control. You actually have to do that now. Right? I mean, you have to nationalize the National Guard here. You have to federalize it. And use it against Tim Walz before he uses it against you. Like, that's what you have to do now. So, wonder if he's going to do that. He's been talking more about the Insurrection Act. I don't know what you're waiting for. You now have a governor of a state saying he's giving a warning order to the National Guard because they might need to be used to fend off federal action in his state, despite the federal action being 100% constitutional, 100% in line with their lawful duty, carrying out orders from the lawful president, duly elected by the people. You can't let them get away with this, Trump. Like, what are we doing? You have to go arrest Tim Walz now. You have to do this. It has to be like today. What the hell?
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a loss leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase at a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish sea moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow. So good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores. Got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better. And it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime, and you get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back at TheAlexShowStore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
RFK Jr. shocked many when he sat down for a meal with Fox's Sean Hannity. The pair dined at fast food chain Steak and Shake, eating burgers and fries in a bid to highlight the chain's switch to frying their food in beef tallow, which is a healthier alternative to traditionally used seed oils.
I am so excited. After over a year, we have the highest quality private labeled beef tallow out there. You've heard RFK Jr. rave about it, the health effects, how good it is. This sucker is boom heavy. This is high quality. It is very competitively priced, and it funds this whole operation. It is optimal human beef tallow, grass-fed from TheAlexJonesStore.com. It is night and day compared to all these other fats and all these trans fats and all of the seed oils that are so toxic, especially when you heat them. Not this. It is so good. It is now available, discounted, at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Welcome back, folks. We have more out of Minneapolis now. Another video of Tampon Tim Walz. Really is amazing how all of this is coming to a head. I'm just thinking back to, like, the fact that most of us, I'm willing to bet, had no idea who Tim Walz was before Kamala Harris picked him. And from that moment, it was like, who is this freak and what is he up to? I mean, just from the first vice president debate with J.D. Vance, do you remember? Do you remember the eyes? Walz's eyes getting really wide. Being like, well, I'm a goofball. What can I say? It's like, why did you lie about your military involvement? Well, why did you completely lie about what you did and how long you were in the military? And he's like, fuck, I guess I'm just a goofball. Guess it was just a big goof. And it's like, what? This man is the governor of a state. What is wrong with him? And since then, oh, we found out a lot that's wrong with him. And it's gotten to the point now, yeah, this is like our first introduction to old Tampon Tim. And it's only gotten worse. Like, it's never gotten better since then. And now he has been exposed to have presided over the greatest theft ever exposed in American history of hundreds of billions of dollars on his watch that his attorney general was helping to cover up is on, you know, hidden mic, secretly recorded, admitting that he's covering it up. And so, like, it's, you really couldn't have planned it better than this. When you look at this in the timeline of how we got here, you have, like, the story of Somali fraud that's been known for a while. And that's sort of part of the suspicion of all of this, is that everything about these fraud schemes has been known for like a decade at this point. So it's kind of weird that it all started to like bubble up. And Nick Shirley makes this video and becomes this, you know, huge talking point. And investigations get launched and audio gets leaked. And it like really starts to come out that not only is this fraud scheme unimaginably huge, it's been covered up from the people who are empowered to actually investigate and stop things like that, because they're literally in bed with the Somalis, getting more than half of the money that's funneled through to them. Some of it goes to terrorist organizations in Somalia. Some of it goes to Democrats here so they can get elected. The rest of it goes into the pockets of the Somali people. Children never exist. As this scandal starts to like spiral and the snowball starts growing, more and more people looking into it, suddenly there's this shooting and you have Jacob Frey, mayor of Minneapolis, and Tim Walz coming out and going, oh, now we have to invoke the, you know, actual call up the National Guard and go fight them because, you know, this is terrible and ICE is trying to stop it. It's like, this is, I don't know, man, this is crazy. This is legitimately the beginning of the Second Civil War. I really feel like everything's coming to a head now, and no matter what happens next, things are about to get crazy. What should happen next is Tim Walz should be given the Maduro treatment is what should happen next. Is Tim Walz should find himself, you know, blindfolded on a helicopter with a bunch of Delta Force dudes taking selfies with him. That's what should be next on Tim Walz's agenda. Because clearly this is a failed state. Minneapolis is a failed state, and they now are trying to start a civil war to cover up for the fraud that they've now been exposed in. I mean, I don't know how you can spin this any other way. This is legitimately crazy. And I'm like struggling to think about how I'm even going to tell this story, because it's like, it's so intertwined. You have the shooting today, and we can get into, and we can talk about the response to it and everything. But then the fraud in Minnesota, technically, these things are not related. On the face of it, these things aren't related. One of them is an ICE, you know, sure, they're related. They both have to do with immigration a little bit, but like the Somalis are legal immigrants for the most part, committing fraud. Tim Walz, these should be separate, independent things. I don't think they are, though. I think these are highly connected. I don't think it's a coincidence, as I laid out in the beginning of the show. So Tampon Tim is now saying it's a Patriot's duty to protest ICE. This coming after earlier today, somebody protesting ICE is now dead. Okay, so he's saying, go do more of that. Is this a responsible reaction to a deadly scenario? Let's watch.
I want Minnesotans to hear this from me. The desire to get out and protest and to speak up to this administration of how wrong this is, that is a patriotic duty at this point in time.
I think your patriotic duty is to call Tim Walz a retard. I think that's your patriotic duty. Donald Trump has responded to this, saying, I've just viewed the clip of the event which took place in Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was a horrible thing to watch. The woman screaming was obviously a professional agitator, and the woman driving the car was very disorderly, obstructing and resisting, who then violently, willfully, and viciously ran over the ICE officer, who seems to have shot her in self-defense. Based on the attached clip, it's hard to believe that he is alive, but is now recovering in the hospital. The situation is being studied in its entirety, but the reason these incidents are happening is because the radical left is threatening, assaulting, and targeting our law enforcement officers and ICE agents on a daily basis. They're just trying to do the job of making America safe. We need to stand by and protect our law enforcement officers from this radical left movement of violence and hate, President Donald J. Trump. So I'd say there's no need to exaggerate, frankly. That's the other statement there from Raytheon, which I'm confused what he's talking about there. I think everything he said is true. I mean, but then he says, based on the attached clip, it's hard to believe that he's alive. And it's like, well, I don't think you have to go that far. I think he was in the right to do it. I think she was trying to drive him over. I think it was her fault in being in that situation in the first place, trying to drive away while obviously being given orders to stop because she was, you know, causing a dangerous situation. I'm just not sure why you'd say, like, he's lucky to be alive. I mean, I guess he is because they tried to run him over, but he's absolutely right that obviously this is unacceptable. You have to do something to stop it. If they're going to be protesting ICE, do we need to counter-protest ICE? Is that what needs to happen? Is it patriotic Americans need to also show up here and provide backup to ICE? Would that make things better? Would that de-escalate the situation? Trisha McLaughlin says this: today, ICE officers in Minneapolis were conducting targeted operations when rioters began blocking ICE officers, and one of these violent rioters weaponized her vehicle, attempting to run over our law enforcement officer in an attempt to kill him, an act of domestic terrorism. An ICE officer, fearing for his life, the lives of his fellow law enforcement and the safety of the public, fired defensive shots. He used his training and saved his own life and that of his fellow officers. The alleged perpetrator was hit and is deceased. The ICE officers who were hurt are expected to make full recoveries. This is the direct consequence of the constant attacks and demonization of our officers by sanctuary politicians who fuel and encourage rampant assaults on our law enforcement. These men and women who are simply enforcing the law on the books are facing a 1,300% increase in assaults against them and an 8,000% increase in death threats. This is an evolving situation. We will give the public more information as it becomes available. And I think that's right. Obviously, the left is going to try to turn this into George Floyd 2.0. But we just have to, you just have to do something about this. And you now have Tim Walz doing everything he can to stoke the fire of civil war. And it almost certainly has to do with the same reason that he just dropped out of the race in Minneapolis. They've been caught committing fraud on an industrial scale through the immigration system, through the immigration services system, in collaboration with and coordination with the Democratic Party in charge. This isn't speculation. This isn't like a fantasy. I'm telling you, Minneapolis is run by criminals that knew about the fraud and engaged in the fraud. So the only thing to do now is to arrest them and charge them federally. Do you understand? They are the ones who are supposed to charge people for crimes. They are the ones committing the crimes. People who are committing the crimes aren't going to charge themselves, right? Do you understand this? So we are living through very historic times right now. Clip number 9. You tell me if it's a coincidence that today Tim Walz is activating the National Guard and threatening to deploy the National Guard against federal agents as he tells his own citizens to go protest, that is, riot against federal agents. He is trying to start a second civil war on the very day that it was revealed that his administration actively participated in the fraud, stealing hundreds of billions of dollars from Minnesotans through the Somali welfare scam. Let's go to clip number 9 here. This just dropped today. What a coincidence.
Against fraud. The performance audit shows the Behavioral Health Administration sent millions of dollars out the door in grants without making proper checks into who was receiving them. And that is not even the most jaw-dropping finding. Lou Ragusa has tonight's top story. Lou?
Julie, according to the nonpartisan legislative auditor, this is another case of mismanagement of taxpayer money. But perhaps the most explosive revelation is that managers within DHS, the Department of Human Services, tried to cover their tracks by backdating and creating new documents.
But I do want to talk about what a serious issue this is and how it is, frankly, unacceptable.
Another sobering report by the Office of the Legislative Auditor, this one concerning the Behavioral Health Administration within the Department of Human Services, which issues grants to providers treating mental health and drug and alcohol addiction, hundreds of millions of dollars each year. The audit found them issuing grants to applicants without a bidding process.
So what we saw is that there was multiple entities that could have been eligible, and they chose not to provide a justification for why they were picking those.
This report is quite stunning.
One outrageous example. The auditors found a grantee that was paid $672,000 for 1 month of work without any info on what they do. And the audit says the grant manager who paid it then left DHS a couple days later and became a paid consultant for that company.
To me, that's criminal.
Auditor Judy Randall says she was most shocked that during the audit, multiple DHS managers backdated or created new documents to try to cover their tracks.
Frankly, in the 27-plus years I've been with OLA, I have never seen this before. I will say we have had suspicions periodically, but we have never been able to prove it, to document it. And we did in this case. And it's very troubling.
Temporary DHS Commissioner Shireen Gandhi's response.
I was shocked to hear this information in the exit conference, and it is absolutely unacceptable that any staff would provide anything other than accurate representation of the work done to an auditor.
Now, there were a lot of questions from lawmakers about whether this audit should result in criminal investigations, so we'll see what comes from that. The Office of the Legislative Auditor provides recommendations both to the department and to lawmakers in case law changes are needed. Just one more time of what the auditor said regarding this fabrication of documents. She called it a systemic problem within DHS.
I mean, Lou, it just seems like every time you think it can't get worse, it does. I do think this is jaw-dropping. You mentioned that they were talking about criminal investigations. I think I speak for a lot of people watching right now who really want there to be some kind of accountability. Did you get any sense from that meeting today or in talking to any of your sources that there actually will be accountability?
Well, no, that's something that's going to require some follow-up, because one problem the auditors had is they didn't have subpoenas to issue to people that no longer work for the BHA within the DHS, and so they couldn't bring those people in and question them, and so it would take an outside agency such as law enforcement to look into it.
Just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Lou.
Do you understand what they just said, like what they just revealed? The fraud was so blatant that they're like the auditors are just like aghast. There's like, I've never seen this ever. So DHS, Tim Walz's DHS in particular, went back and fabricated documents that they backdated to make it look like they had done the due diligence when they actually hadn't. That's fraud on top of fraud. That's fraud to cover up the actual fraud. But the people that did that haven't even been arrested. Nothing's been done to them. One guy, this is how this works. You've got a guy in the DHS that's in charge, or in the government that's in charge of giving out grants. He has a friend that creates a company. They give that company a grant of millions of dollars with no competitors, no justification, no bidding, anything. Just, he's in the position of authority. He's got the control of the purse strings, so he gets to decide where millions of dollars go. He gives it to that company, quits 2 days later, and goes and gets a job at that company as a highly paid consultant. He just stole millions of dollars. That's all that happened. I mean, in the corporate world, they wouldn't be confused at this. It wouldn't be, our board doesn't have the ability to issue subpoenas about this. Really? So if some guy at like an oil company with access to his company's bank account had his friend start up a fake business, funneled $10 million to that business, quit the oil company, and went and got a job at that business that he just sent $10 million of the oil company's money to, you think that guy'd get away with it? Do you think that'd be hung up in bureaucratic niceties, or do you think he'd be arrested for theft? This has happened at a statewide scale in Minnesota. This stack of news is mind-blowing. Minnesota audit finds $425 million grant program failures, missing oversight. House Fraud Committee Chair Representative Kristen Robbins discussed Governor Tim Walz ending his election campaign. Actually, I think we have a video of that. Clip 11 here. This, again, just shows you how deep this goes. I mean, I'm sort of getting flashbacks to, like, Russiagate or something, where it's just like, we have the criminals on tape, in their own words, admitting what they did. Why are we not charging them? And the only answer you can come up with is because the criminals that are on tape admitting their criminality are the law enforcement officers that would be empowered to go after crime. Like, we're talking about the Attorney General of Minnesota on tape, collaborating with, coordinating with, negotiating a cover-up of the criminality in exchange for votes and campaign contributions. We have him on tape doing that. He is the Attorney General of Minnesota, okay? He was obviously in collaboration with the governor. They were obviously in collaboration with the mayor. Like, you can't do this without all of these people being involved. And the Smalley community can't be a part of this without the entirety of the Smalley community being indicted for this, being culpable of all of this. The report released on Monday found that between July 1st, 2022 and December 31st, 2024, DHS dished out more than $425 million in grants to 830 organizations, the majority being non-governmental, and did not show proper oversight in watching those taxpayer funds, which in many cases were meant to help those with addiction and mental health issues. The audit found missing progress reports and discovered BHA could not show it had completed all required monitoring visits and had no documentation at all for some of them. Additionally, auditors discovered what appeared to be backdated or newly created documentation that did not exist before the audit, suggesting an effort to retroactively manufacture paperwork to show compliance. Everybody involved needs to be arrested yesterday. Let's go to clip 11 here.
I think he's got a real problem because he might have been the first shoe to fall, but there's more coming. Because Keith Ellison, who is the Attorney General of Minnesota, former congressman who is a member of Democratic leadership, he is on audio, leaked audio, talking to these people, telling them that he will cover up the investigation, telling that they'll tell the investigators to back off. So this resignation or decision not to run, not a resignation, but the decision not to run, is not the end of the story. The fraud story doesn't end there. To me, it's really just beginning. And thankfully, there's a very good prosecutor in the state that is relentless. So hopefully they'll get it cleaned up.
Anybody else not really satisfied with that anymore? Well, you know, there's somebody really good, so hopefully we'll see something. The audit found that when employees were surveyed, 73% of them said they did not receive necessary training to properly administer manage grants, with one employee stating, executive leadership has repeatedly shown staff that they won't take the staff's concerns or questions seriously until something serious happens or makes the news. Minnesota's government agencies are already under heavy scrutiny amid a fraud scandal that prosecutors say could total as much as $9 billion and has already forced Governor Tim Walz to drop his reelection bid. That's the other thing. The fraud is so ubiquitous, I can't even keep track of it. This $425 million that was exposed, and during the audit, the state agencies are backdating documents that didn't exist before the audit to try to provide falsified material to get away with their crimes. That's all in addition to the $9 billion that's been discovered so far. It's just like every day you look under a different rock and there's another $500 million that's been pilfered away by Tim Walz and his lieutenants. Ultimately, the report concluded that the state government, quote, did not comply with most requirements tested for mental health and substance use disorder grants and did not have adequate internal controls over grant funds. The audit makes clear the DHS leadership has failed at every level. Employees were not properly trained, oversight was ignored, and accountability was missing from Governor Walz to temporary DHS Commissioner Gandhi to BHA managers. DHS needs a full reset, starting with leadership, training, ethics, and oversight. Coran said during the press conference. The report was immediately picked up on social media, including from an account on X run by hundreds of anonymous DHS staff members. Yes, Minnesota DHS will falsify documents and data. Worst of all, they do it to state legislature to demand more state funding. Minnesota fraud reporting commentary posted on X. And yes, Minnesota DHS lied to federal government. So fire Shirin Gandhi. How about arrest Gandhi? How about arrest Tim Walz? How about when they're engaged in the systematic fraud of billions of dollars and the systematic cover up of the fraud of those billions of dollars, when they're receiving half of those billions of dollars in campaign funds from the very people that they're on tape negotiating a cover up with? What the hell are we doing here? I mean, and now Tim Walz is trying to start a civil war. And now Tim Walz is encouraging people to go riot and attack ICE, hoping that he can continue to stoke the fire that's been lit there in an effort to get away with this.
I totally agree. I was in there watching you. You're absolutely right. They have created normalcy bias for escalation. They are making their move, and they had this woman ram them, and then they're trying to cover that up. They are saying, call the National Guard out against federal troops. That is civil war. That is sedition to protect 40 million illegal aliens they brought in under Obama and under Biden. I mean, folks, we're here. So make no mistake, stuff's about to pop off. And this is when they're going to, this is when they'll launch a false flag against some demonstration. We're in a full false flag zone.
Yeah, absolutely. If you want to grab a chair, Alex, because I don't know what Trump should do about this. I mean, he should just go in arrest Walz,
Dallas,
right?
Like, where we had a lot more tornadoes, because tornadoes kind of stopped north of Austin.
Yeah.
Because of the Balcones Mountains, Balcones Escarpment. Remember being a little kid, my mom, like, I picked you up at school. You know, the light, it's green sky. We're about to have a tornado. She wasn't a meteorologist, and all the time on the news there were tornadoes. Like, we got green skies, man.
Right.
Like, this is we know the environment. You're covering it. You're doing good. I'm going to go shoot a report on it. You've got the clip of Walz. I know you're, I mean, this is like going down.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're saying they're doing it. He is calling out the National Guard. He is saying, go protest ICE, which we know what that means.
He wouldn't call them out when Black Lives Matter was burning the cities down.
Right. No,
his wife said she loves the smell of burning tires.
She opened the window so she could smell the burning tires. They have fostered this environment. They have created this firestorm that they are now fanning with everything they've got. Honestly, this is, it's both a moment of extreme danger, but also a moment of extreme opportunity for Trump. These are your enemies. These are our enemies. These are the enemies of the American people. We have to fight them now.
We're extending our 47% off Patriot Day sale. One more day. It was a one-day sale. We're doing it one more day today, and that's it. All products, T-shirts, hoodies, all the supplements, ultramethylene blue, you name it. For one more day until tonight at midnight, Wednesday, January 7th. That's on top of the discounts that are already there. No discount code needed. Sale ends tonight at midnight. Also, when you order any supplement, you get your choice of a free bottle of Atomic Defense, a Moon Boost, or Shilajit gummies that are incredible to be added to your order. That makes this a lot leader in some cases. This is insane. So you buy something, get 47% off, and then get the Shilajit or the Atomic Defense. That is insane, folks. This has got to be the best deal ever. That's 47% off your purchase at a free $30 value or more with the purchase of any supplement. Each order placed today gets you 50x entries to win two vehicles, our Ford Raptor and 10K cash, and our brand new Ford F-250 diesel with $10,000 cash. So if you've ever been on the fence about getting ultramethylene blue or getting our Irish Sea Moss or getting our Shilajit or getting our bovine colostrum or getting any of it, now is the time. And then we have our ultramethylene blue with beef tallow. This is already super popular, methylene blue with concentrated organic beef tallow, so good for your skin, doesn't clog your pores, got all these key vitamins and things in it. It's already a bestseller, so we went out and made our own even better, and it's super popular. So I'm glad we launched it yesterday. I'm glad you're excited about that. Bovine Blue Tallow, limited run, TheAlexShowStore.com, 47% off as well. TheAlexShowStore.com, TheAlexShowStore.com. And if you're going to buy anything at the store, you can cancel any time for free. In your profile, become a VIP for $30 a month. It's like Amazon Prime. You get $40 to spend instantly each month when you are a VIP. You get special deals, special offers, and special sales. So anybody buying anything needs to be a VIP. You can cancel any time. So you just make money doing that. Thanks for your support. We'll be right back at TheAlexShowStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.